This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Sixth Circuit ruled that the NLRB has jurisdiction over a casino on Indian land. Divided panel affirmed a 2012 board decision while saying it disagreed with the rationale recently set forth in a separate panel in the Sixth Circuit. In this case, the appeals court also found the NLRB had jurisdiction over Indian land. The average tech founder of a startup is not a college dropout, but a 38-year-old man with a master's degree and 16 years of work experience. After a 40-year ban, the White House says that pictures are okay in the White House. A Saudi Arabian prince announced that he will give away his entire $32 billion fortune in tune with his Islamic faith. Google apologized for a flaw in its Pictures app that automatically identified black people as gorillas. PayPal is buying Zoom for over $1 billion in order to compete in the cash transfer or remittance market. There's a tentative settlement with BP over Gulf Coast oil spill, priced at $18.7 billion, and covers suits filed by Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, and the federal government. No evidence has been found that the IRS employees were told to destroy or hide information from Congress in the tax exemption investigation. Governors Chris Christie of New Jersey and Scott Walker of Wisconsin have officially thrown their hats in the Republican presidential ring. Jim Webb, former senator from Virginia, has put his name up for the Democratic primary. Governors of Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Indiana say they may try to block Obama climate rules when they are issued. Federal appeals court takes another look at interns in a case involving Fox Searchlight Movies and says that employers have considerable leeway with unpaid interns when the work serves an educational purpose. Obama administration says they will review rules for genetically modified crops because they are outdated and confusing consumers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.